Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Our title for today is Loving from a Distance, Boundaries During Relapse. This is a really good one, guys, so stay till the end. Okay, relapse, everyone hates this truth, and it is truth, and I hate saying it. I hate hearing it. I hate everything about it, but it is truth that must be discussed. Is relapse is part of recovery. You know, it's cliche, and people cannot stand that this is completely grounded in reality. Relapse is part of recovery. It is part of learning new pathways. Okay, it is part of learning, you know, that negative consequences, they do come. As part of learning, like, what else needs to go in my middle circle, which is things I need to have boundaries with, because this time it led to a relapse. It's about picking up on the slippery slope, you know, the stinking thinking that comes way before the relapse, right? This is a learning process. It is a growing process. It is a brain healing process, and relapse is a part of it. That being said, we need to be prepared to respond well to relapse. We need to go ahead and get in front of relapse and name it as a possibility and be very clear with regards to what boundaries are being set around relapse. Most of the people and partners that I am talking to now, most of the people who are recommitting couples, they are very clear because they have done a formal disclosure. Okay, they have started couples therapy. They are very clear on the inner circle behaviors for both parties, both the betrayed and the recovering addict. The inner circle behaviors are things that are non-negotiable, not going to be acted out. Okay, the middle circle are things that you want to have really healthy, careful boundaries with. Okay, because they could be triggering and they could lead to, you know, stinking thinking and slippery slope behaviors and thought processes. And then you've got the green outer circle, which are things that you really want to implement or re-engage in your life because they're very life-giving and they help you to have like new options. Like once your brain comes back online enough for choice to be part of the process, you can then learn to choose and establish habits that are part of that like outer circle. Okay. And so that could look like doing 90 meetings in 90 days, identifying and working the steps with a sponsor. It could be finding a certified sex addictions therapist. It could be going to the park and taking a walk 2 times a week. It can be letting the sun hit your face once a day whenever the sun is out. It can be taking your shoes off and putting your feet in the grass 2 times a week. Whatever it is, these are life-giving behaviors. It could be meditation. It could be a religious practice. It could be contemplative prayer. I could go on and on and on about outer circle behaviors. My point is, both the betrayed and the recovering addict, they know what these are and have shared them with each other. Okay? So the beauty of that is you can start to recognize when somebody is getting a little off kilter, and you can start to feel more and more and more comfortable naming that, which is always uncomfortable, right? Because when the disease starts to rear its ugly head, the tendency is to turn away from it. The tendency is to reject it. The tendency is not to name it because you don't want to like poke the bear. But what you're going to learn is to like really lean into it and be like, this is what I've been observing. This is what I've been noticing. Have you taken that to your sponsor? Are you talking about this in therapy? Like really honing in on middle circle behaviors, right? And having weekly touch points where you're very clear in asking good questions around inner circle behaviors. Like, what are you doing to continue to abstain from these behaviors? When were you last triggered, and how did you handle that? It is okay to ask these questions. The biggest thing is to, again, feel that sense of safety that they're addressing these things and working on them in therapy and with their groups and with their sponsor. You don't need the details, but you do want to ask enough to flex those muscles of being like, it's okay, it's safe. Like, I can ask and not be met with extreme, like, anger or resentment, because that's very triggering. And if someone's deep into their recovery, they're not angry or resentful when you bring it up. They're grateful. They're like, I have no problem talking about this. I want to talk about this. It helps me to know, and I actually feel cared for that you're asking. Right? And so it's good to continue to have those touch points once or twice a week, whatever works for you. Hello. Hey there. Tap, tap, tap. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know, I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show. As people get, years and years into it, typically that kind of like goes to about once a week. But do continue to engage it just so you can talk about it, because you do not want to shift back into like old patterns of behavior where you would do this delicate dance around the disease or the dis-ease or the fear or the anxiety, right? We do not want to do that. My recommendation, though, is when the coupleship is ready to go into therapy, that you start your own three circles for the coupleship, not just for the betrayed and for the recovering addict, but for the couple. Like, what are your non-negotiable behaviors? What are things that you as a couple need to have boundaries with? What are things that you as a couple want to implement that will breathe life into your relationship? Please do the three circles as a couple. This is something that you can check in about. If date night winds up being on your outer circle, which is a very common one, then it's something you can check in about and be like, we said that we were going to make an intentional date every other Friday, but it's been a month. You know, like, we need to prioritize this. We need to talk about this. You know, if you're in the stage and phase where you're reincorporating sexual intercourse and sexual play and sexual touch, and that's on your outer circle, and it's not happening the way that you discussed in therapy, then it's something to talk about. This is really, really important. And this allows you to set very clear, intentional, and deliberate boundaries around a potential relapse. Because here's the thing, a lot of people, they think they know how they're going to respond to relapse. They'd like to believe, and they start to set these boundaries that are really more like threats or like a hope. This is how I hope I would respond if you were to engage in an inner circle behavior. But when you do it this way, when you're very clear and you're very intentional and you're very communicative day after day, week after week, you are able to catch early and respond swiftly to slippery slopes, lapses, and relapses. And that is the goal. That is the goal because it is part of a recovery process for both parties, for both parties. So that is, I guess, a little bit of my soapbox on this, because a lot of people get caught flat-footed when it comes to relapse. Honestly, especially the recovering addict, because these triggers, lapses, and relapses for them, because of the way their brain is wired, it comes out of the blue. It comes in times that they haven't prepared because they didn't know they had to prepare for it, right? But with constant communication and the understanding that any inner circle behavior or prolonged middle circle behavior that is going to be discussed and reported, y'all can get in front of these things. You can tackle this disease together. Remembering that the disease of addiction is the common enemy. It is the one we don't like. It is the one we fear. It is the one we hate. It is the one that we are attacking, right? Not each other. All right. And that is what I have to say. So please go ahead and prepare for relapse. Please be very honest about the boundaries that you have set to not punish one another, but to protect your own recovery. All right. Thanks so much, guys. Bye for now. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link. www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast.